canals played an important economic role in the nation's early development. The Erie Canal was the first. Completed in 1825, it linked the Great Lakes to the Hudson River and drastically reduced the cost and time of shipping grain and other supplies. By 1840, there was a network of canals facilitating east-west traffic along Lake Erie. Although railroads were met with some opposition in the beginning, trains proved themselves by transporting supplies faster and more economically than canals. The benefits of building a rail line to span the country was clear. As the Civil War loomed, a southern route was suggested by Jefferson Davis. But Northerners were eager for a route through the middle of the country. In 1862, President Lincoln signed the Pacific Railway Act. This law provided financial support for a transcontinental railroad. Two companies were chosen to do the job. The Union Pacific Railroad began at Omaha, Nebraska, and went west. The Central Pacific went east from Sacramento, California. The first transcontinental railroad was complete when the two lines met at Promontory Summit, Utah on May 10, 1869.